welcome to the inaugural edition of Your Community Checkup with Delta Dental of Tennessee. I'm your host, Stephanie Miller, with our co-host, who I'm so happy to be beside of, the Vice President of Brand Strategy, Missy Acosta. Thank you so much for this. You are just full of so much information.
Oh, thank you. This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
It will be. Same here. You know, we've chatted in the past and just about the importance of oral health and then all the work that Delta Dental of Tennessee is doing. How exciting is this for you to be able to share this with the community?
I think it's great. It's really, you know, I was thinking about when we were first approached to do this show, it really kind of brought everything full circle that we've been doing at Delta Dental for over 20 years. This year, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary for corporate philanthropy. We started with doing scholarships endowed with the College of Dentistry in Memphis. We now have endowed scholarships with Meharry Medical College, School of Dentistry as well. And there's just, we've given so much money out to the community. And through that, I've been able to meet so many wonderful organizations, and they're helping us to fulfill our mission. One of those is TPAC, which we'll be getting into a little later on. So I'm excited to share all of that with the community.
That is exciting. Before we do move forward, I do want to ask, you know, if not for the philanthropy, would the people that you help, where would they get their dental care?
In a lot of cases, they don't. There are opportunities across the state, Mission of Mercy in Memphis every year. There are a few clinics that simply just do pain relief, which means if you're having severe pain, you go in and they pull your teeth. The problem with that is when you don't have teeth, you can't eat a healthy meal. Mm-hmm. So the work that we're doing with the charitably run dental clinics across the state, which there are over 30 of those, and then the state of Tennessee has also provided some funding so that if teeth have to be pulled for pain, they can get dentures at a very affordable cost, so that they can restore their smiles. And restoring a smile is so much more than just giving somebody pretty white teeth. It can restore someone's dignity. It can give them more self-esteem, make them more self-assured, so that they're going from dishwasher in the back to being the front desk person or a server, and they're able to greet people with smiles. And that makes such a difference. If you cannot smile, then, I mean, it brings you down. Mm-hmm. Smiling in and of itself is, it's an activity that you can do. If you fake a smile, mm-hmm. it still releases endorphins in you. So healthy smiles are very important in life. And I'm so privileged to have a job that I get to help others get those better smiles back.
Oh, I love that. It is transformative. So let's give you a rundown of what you can expect on the show today. April, Oral Cancer Awareness Month, a big topic because, again, oral health can really contribute to the rest of your body's health. So a lot to talk about there. Also, Delta Dental has been having a lot of fun out there. You guys do have a really good time. You've been doing this with the Belmont Bruins along with TPAC. And then we also get to take a look at the new book bus. That is something I'm really excited about. And in addition, a message from the new CEO of Delta Dental, Jeff Ballard. So a lot coming up, and we cannot wait to share it with all of you.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Welcome back to your community checkup with Delta Dental of Tennessee here with Missy Acosta, and we are getting ready to touch on April being Oral Cancer Awareness Month. We do have a spotlight this morning from a young woman, Natalie Hennis, that you're going to share with us. Can you tell us more about her?
Yes, Natalie, we met Natalie through Gilda's Club of Middle Tennessee, and she is an oral cancer survivor, and she wants to help people understand the importance of early diagnosis of oral cancer is very critical for survivability of this cancer. It can be, if diagnosed, later stages can be very fatal. So Natalie is a wonderful woman, a mom of, at the time she was diagnosed, had young children. So excited to share her story.
I was 37. I was a mom of a 4 and a 6-year-old. Personal trainer, never a smoker, rarely a drinker, and it still happened.
One word Natalie Hennis never expected to hear from her doctor was cancer.
And I noticed I had like a sore in my mouth, and I just thought it was like a canker sore.
When it persisted, Natalie called her dentist, trained to spot more than 120 signs and symptoms of non-dental diseases like diabetes and cancer. Her dentist referred Natalie to an oral surgeon who gave her the diagnosis that would change her life.
I had squamous cell carcinoma of the oral cavity, and it's malignant.
Within a few weeks, Natalie underwent a 9-hour cancer removal and reconstructive surgery, followed by several shorter reconstructive procedures.
In those early days, obviously the nurses were feeding me through the feeding tube. I was on a machine that was breathing for me. Couldn't talk. I mean, pretty much anything that you think of as a human was taken away.
That was much the same for Bill Ferris, though his type of throat cancer and the process his doctors took to get rid of it was very different.
I had chemo once a week for 5 or 6 weeks, I can't remember. And then I had radiation daily, Monday through Friday. And that's the killer.
Bill and Natalie shared another similarity in their fight with cancer, their support group. Both had heard about Gilda's Club through friends.
Cancer can be a very lonely experience, and Gilda's Club served as a place to provide support of like-minded individuals who have been through similar experiences and traumas and diagnoses and treatments.
An affiliate of the cancer support community, Gilda's Club serves as a gathering place where people with cancer and their friends and families can find some answers throughout the daunting journey. Behind these red doors, they find the reality of the fight they're facing in a library full of books and pamphlets spelling out the intricacies of all different types of cancers. They find comfort in things like port pillows and recipe books made especially for the struggles they must now accept as daily life. But more importantly, they find hope in the people who have been in their shoes and survived.
To be able to talk with somebody who truly understands from that experience as the patient can help, I want to say, mostly with some of the emotional and psychological trauma and damage that you go through when you're diagnosed with cancer.
Gilda's Club is here. There is someone who can help you. Hold your hand. Hold your spouse's hand.
Gilda's Club offers specialized support groups. Delta Dental sponsors their head and neck cancer group, each one focused on being an invaluable resource to people during and after their battle with cancer. And everything they offer is free to those families.
If I hadn't had this support group, I would not have known what to do, what to expect.
Both Bill and Natalie are cancer-free now, but keep coming back to Gilda's Club for themselves and for the next person who is diagnosed.
There's things that we still all go through, whether it's physical or psychological, remembering things. But it's just that support system that is so desperately needed.
There's hope. It makes us all feel good. That's why we keep coming back.
For more information about Gilda's Club, visit their website at gildasclubmiddletn.org. Delta Dental encourages you to visit your dentist twice a year. They can recognize signs and symptoms that you may not in a simple oral exam covered 100% through our dental benefits plans.
What an incredible story from Natalie, and so glad that she was able to share to really bring awareness of why early detection is important. Can you share with us some of those statistics and what we all need to be aware of?
Yes. When I first started learning about oral cancer working at Delta Dental over 20 years ago, the statistic was one person every hour, every day is dying from oral cancer. That number has increased 50% since then. So over 12,000 people every year are dying from oral cancer. And the important thing is early detection. And the best way you can get that early detection is in a dental office. So when you go to the dentist for your routine checkups, have you ever wondered why they pull your tongue out with gauze and they palpate your glands? It's an oral cancer check. Because that's where it can be detected. And most cases of oral cancer are detected in a dental office. So that's why we talk about preventive care. It's not just for the care of the teeth and the gums, but that is something very important. Most people think oral cancer is related to age, smoking, and drinking. Mm-hmm. And the average age is 64 years old. And a lot of cases are, the baseball players, Jim Thorpe, Babe Ruth, Brett Butler, all of these guys, they chewed tobacco. Mm-hmm. And they'll be the first to tell you, well, the ones that have passed aren't able to. But even more recently, Kurt Schilling, mm-hmm. and he talked about how chewing tobacco probably led to his oral cancer. And getting away from those habits, 20% of oral cancers are related to HPV.
That is what I really wanted you to share, because again, that just surprises me. I mean, yes. I had no idea.
It's 20% and under the age of 55.
Okay.
So this is impacting young men, young women, and the connection between oral cancer and HPV mm-hmm. is oral sex. So it is something that, we shouldn't be ashamed to talk about.
Right.
There are now, there's the Gardasil shot, mm-hmm. which is HPV prevention. It's for girls and for boys. And it's something, when your kids are 13, you don't necessarily want to think about that, but have those conversations with your pediatrician. Learn more about the Gardasil shot or the HPV prevention shots, mm-hmm. and make an informed decision for yourself and for your child.
Well, and I have to say this, you don't know what you don't know. Well, now you know, and you know to have that conversation and to bring it up, like you said, with your pediatrician. And I hate to say, the age that we live in now, you have children, in certain activities that are taking part in certain activities. So it is really great that you do share, that you did share that with us today. I have to ask, is oral cancer more prevalent in men or in women?
It's diagnosed twice as much with men as it is with women. So it is predominantly male, mm-hmm. and it's so important, because the oral cancer early detection can help mm-hmm. later detection. It can lead to disfigurement. If you have a cancer in your mouth, it can be in the jaw, and they may have to remove bone. When I was a kid growing up, Siskel and Ebert were the movie critics. And Roger Ebert, there are some photos that can be very disturbing. He had a very pronounced jaw in his when he was doing the movie critics. And having that removed totally changed, because this is a particular cancer that is, unless you have it and you've gone through it, it's really hard for people to be able to relate. And it was really exciting. Delta Dental has been sponsoring this support group for a number of years. And after 2020, this was the first support group that wanted to come back and meet in person. Okay. They needed that face-to-face human contact and wanted to be around others. So we're proud to sponsor that group. And Gilda's Club in Nashville is a great support, not just for oral cancer, but any type of cancer. So I like to encourage people to check their resources out. if you have any type of cancer diagnosis.
Before we move on from this topic, I do want you to share more of Gilda's Club and what it is and why people should turn to them.
Sure. Gilda's Club, they have a lot of support groups. Mm-hmm. They have activities. They have cooking classes. They have art classes. They have some things they do online. Some are in person. They have a building downtown. And they also have resources. They have a library that any type of cancer diagnosis, you can come in and get information. They have things like the wigs. They can help people get wigs. They can get bandanas and head wraps and hats, all types of things that someone with cancer might need. Mm-hmm. They're there to provide it. And Gilda's Club, for those of us who are a little older, may remember Gilda Radner, mm-hmm. From Saturday Night Live fame. And the club was started by Gene Wilder, her husband and widower. It was started in her honor, and every Gilda's Club has a red door, because a red door is a sign of welcome, and they are welcoming everybody in the community. So it's a wonderful organization, and you can go to their site, learn about their hours, when they're open, and get the information that you need, regardless of what type of cancer you have.
Thank you so much. And speaking of information, if people would like more information about oral cancer and the Awareness Month happening right now in April, where can they go to get that? Because information's right at your fingertips.
Absolutely. Gilda's Club is a good source of information. Okay. And also the American Cancer Society has a wealth of information on their website. You can just Google what type of cancer you have, and chances are American Cancer Society resources are going to jump up right to the top.
Thank you so much for that. Okay, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to see how Delta Dental is teaming up and having a lot of fun over there with Belmont University as part of their Community Day. Always a fun time. And we have some great photos to share with all of you.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
Welcome back. Have you had the chance to meet Marshall Moeller? He is the official ambassador of smiles for Delta Dental of Tennessee, and he sure does bring a smile to everyone's face. You know, when he's in the room, when that molar is in the room, and you had a lot of people participating in the Belmont Bruins Community Day. What was that like, and did he bring a smile to everyone's face?
Absolutely. Marshall is, you know, you never think that a big giant tooth would command so much activity. I mean, the right. Kids love him, grown-ups love him. Everybody wants to get the picture with Marshall Moeller, and that's him with the Delta Dental hat there, along with several other mascots from Nashville that people might be familiar with. T-Rack from the Titans, the mascot from the soccer club, as well as some other corporate, like Zaxby's had their mascot there, Booster from the Nashville Sounds. It is so much fun. Belmont invites their local community to come in every year, one game. They do men's and women's basketball that day. And it's a fun celebration for everybody. Our CEO got to go out, be recognized at half court with Marshall. And then the big celebration for Community Day is that it is Bruiser's birthday.
Okay.
And Bruiser is the mascot for the Belmont Bruins.
That's awesome.
And, you know, everybody just has such a great time. There are a lot of kids. We sponsor the Kids Zone at their basketball arena. So you have a lot of kids that get up and they do the floss, which is appropriate.
And then if you would also share with us the connection and the partnership that you have with TPAC, Delta Dental has with TPAC.
Absolutely. We've been sponsoring the gala for a number of years. All of the funds that go into the TPAC gala are for their educational programs, okay, which are in schools across Tennessee. But they do a lot of work, obviously, with Metro Nashville Public Schools and some of the more surrounding counties. One thing that people don't necessarily realize is the work that TPAC does going into the schools. Our sponsorship dollars help fund a program that is called Wolf Trap, and these are teaching artists that go into young classrooms. So think of your Head Start classrooms, and they're using puppetry, they're using music and other forms of art to teach kids how to brush their teeth and why brushing their teeth is so important. So there's one teaching artist, she has moved to another state now, but she would have puppets, and it would be a baby alligator talking to Grandpa Alligator, who only had a couple of teeth left. Wow. And the message was, take care of your teeth so that you don't lose them. And that's so important with four-year-olds, that they hear that, because when they're 5, 6, they're starting to lose their teeth. And the ones that come in behind that are the ones they're gonna have for the rest of their lives. So it's very important that kids understand what's going on with their teeth, why teeth are important, and how oral hygiene helps them keep those teeth healthy.
I love hearing how interactive the program is.
Yes, it's so much fun. And you know, we created some videos a few years ago so that teachers can watch these videos and learn things that they can bring into their own classrooms. We have a lot of resources on our website for teachers to talk about water. Fluoride in water is very important for oral health for youth. And you know, we have coloring pages, we have activity books. So a lot of things for parents as well as teachers to be able to help teach their kids why oral health is so important. Our employees have also gotten involved with TPAC. This past spring, they were volunteers for Family Day. It was a Willy Wonka theme. And you know, of course they have candy on stage. And one of the important messages for us, one, chocolate is okay. The good thing about chocolate on your teeth, it's gonna brush away, it's gonna wash away quickly. But everything is good in moderation. So taking a lick of the wallpaper in the candy land is okay. But again, just everything in moderation and making sure that kids drink water after they have candy or brush their teeth before bed is always very important.
Yes, it is. Okay, let's talk about enriching young lives, because it does not stop there with the education as far as, you know, being in the classroom and learning about brushing and the importance of healthy teeth. But you guys have a new book bus, and we're going to touch on that when we come back.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Hi, I'm Jeff Ballard, President and CEO of Delta Dental of Tennessee. We are proud to be a part of Community Checkup with Main Street Media. We look forward to sharing more of our community involvement with all of you in the coming year. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back. We have learned how important oral health is to Delta Dental of Tennessee, but early literacy is also important to you guys, and exposing children to books and just the use of words. And this really is essential for the development of a young child. Tell us how you're doing that.
We have been partners with Governor's Books from Birth Foundation, which is now Governor's Early Literacy Foundation. We started day one. So they are celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. We're excited to be partnered with them for that long. My former boss would tell me that an educated society is a healthy society. So it's so important to start at those early ages. Books from Birth is such an important organization, and the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which is statewide here in Tennessee, everybody can apply for this. It doesn't matter what your income level is, it doesn't matter your education level. When your child is born, sign them up for the Imagination Library so that they will get books once a month from birth till they start kindergarten. And the first book is The Little Engine That Could, and that last book is going to be Kindergarten, Here I Come.
Oh.
And it's so important for literacy. Our new CEO is on the board of directors for Governor's Early Literacy Foundation. And, it's such a great partnership with them. He comes from an education family. His uncle was an educator, his father and other relatives. Mm-hmm. And so education was always so important to him. And now that he's in a leadership position with Delta Dental, he wants to make sure that other people have those same opportunities, and what better way to start them with youth?
100% providing these opportunities or making books available. You're doing this through a new book bus.
Yes, we're happy to unveil the latest book bus here in Davidson County. It is sponsored by Bookum in collaboration with the Governor's Early Literacy Foundation, or GELF. There is our CEO with our new chief legal and strategy officer, so Jeff Ballard and David Crenshaw. And they had so much fun going on the bus and looking at the books that are available for the kids to take home. The books are free, and these buses go out into the community. They are out in the school year, but they also go out in the summertime. So there's a lot of literacy slide or education slide that happens over the summer months. So buses like this getting out into the community and helping keep books in the hands of kids, because there's so much research that talks about the number of books in the home can impact what one's learning potential is, and even later their earning potential. So it's all so important. The kids came out and did a performance at this celebration. The mayor was there, and it's so good. We have such a wonderful mayor now. It's so exciting to see Mayor O'Connell out in the community and doing things. He actually went into the classroom and read to the kids. And then we at Delta Dental also had an opportunity. Our CEO, the same two guys you saw on the book bus, mm-hmm. we had them in the classroom with kids and reading to them from a book called You Can Become a Doctor Too. So it's very exciting.
That's precious. You know, that book bus is wonderful to have, but don't forget your public libraries. They're there free for you. Go and get a library card and, check out a book whenever you would like. So I love that you were just adding to that.
Yes. And even more, it can be more accessible than going to the library.
Oh.
All of the libraries in Davidson County and most of the surrounding counties as well are all part of an electronic learning or electronic library. So you can, if you have a library card, you can sign up and get access to books. If you have an iPad, a computer, any kind of device, even on your mobile phone, you can pull down books. And it's wonderful to have that such easy access to learning and books that you can read for fun.
We are so happy that you joined us for our first episode of Community Checkup with Delta Dental of Tennessee. Missy, any final thoughts before we leave everyone?
I just want to say, one, I've had such a wonderful time.
Same.
Thank you so much. I've never done a TV show like this before, so it's been a lot of fun. Also want to share a resource. We talked about some of the things for parents and mm-hmm. teachers. Our website is deltadentaltn.com. Again, that's deltadentaltn, like Tennessee.com. And on there, you'll find all of those resources. Just scroll to the bottom, look for resources. And also, we talked about the 25 years of philanthropy, and we have a webpage devoted to that that you can link from our homepage and learn about some of the other things we're doing in the community that I hope we get to talk about in future episodes.
I know we'll get to talk about it. And I look forward to people connecting with you and what you do out in the community. So Missy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you would like to see this episode again, or if you would like to share it with someone that you love, Well, you can do that. Just head over to our mobile app, Main Street Media TV Mobile. You'll find this episode there, as well as on YouTube, our social media, Facebook, streaming services on Apple, Amazon, and Roku. And we have another spot for you to get this episode and many others. That is MainStreetMediaTV.com.